1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today, we actually got an email from a middle schooler that wanted to set up his mom for a prank.
Oh, whoa.
Because he recently went back to school, and according to him, he's kind of the nerdy type.
Okay.
He's into things like computer programming and astronomy. And
he's going to make a lot of money someday.
We'll be working for him
at some point.
Yeah, okay.
And now he wants the school to tell his mom that he's been busted. Not for the usual behavioral stuff that most parents get calls about, but for something that's extremely uncharacteristic.
Whoa.
And that's why he loved our idea so much.
Okay.
You're going to hear exactly what he's getting detention for in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey there. My name's Greg Hamels. I work at Middle School. I'm looking to speak with Melissa.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Melissa. I'm calling in regards to your son, Lucas.
What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I work as the guidance counselor for the school, and I met with the vice principal earlier today to discuss what's been going on with Lucas.
Oh, I wasn't aware anything was going on with my son.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, what's going on? What's happening?
Oh, boy. Well, I didn't want you to hear it from me, but Lucas has found himself in quite an interesting situation.
Okay, what kind of trouble is he in now?
He's been caught in the boys' bathroom 3 times in the last month, making out with 3 different girls.
What?
Yeah. And if he got caught with 3, he probably was making out with a lot more and we just never saw it. So.
Oh my God.
I'm shocked that you didn't know about this.
I have no idea. He's never even expressed interest in girls. Are you sure this is Lucas?
We're 100% sure. Caught him on 3 different occasions.
I don't know what to say. This is really disappointing.
Oh, disappointing?
I'm assuming he's in trouble.
No, actually, quite the opposite. The vice principal just crowned him as the new school Casanova.
What?
Yeah, we haven't seen anything like him since Tad Holbert back in 2004.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. My son's been making out with multiple girls in the boys' bathroom, and you gave him a crown?
I mean, it's not a physical crown. It's just the name that the teachers gave him.
It seems wildly inappropriate that you're making these comments and the faculty is encouraging this behavior.
Well, I mean, you have nothing to worry about. It's all behind-the-scenes conversations. The students never hear us talking about this. We're just so proud of what Lucas has been able to do.
Proud? You're proud?
I mean, he made out with 3 girls.
I thought you said there was more. I'm so confused right now.
Well, I mean, there probably is a lot more, judging by how the girls are loving Lucas lately. But I did look into it a little bit further.
And?
And the girls that Lucas has been with aren't woofers. Actually, a couple of them are solid 7s.
Okay, you know what? This has crossed the line. I can't believe you would speak about your students this way. You're an educator.
Yes, and that does actually bring me to my next point. What do you think about Lucas staying after school a few days next week, teaching a few of the single faculty members some tricks?
Okay, no. You don't get to use my child and whatever little game he's got going on for your personal game.
Okay, fine. Can you at least make like a YouTube video so that we can watch it?
A YouTube video? Are you crazy? You think I'm going to film my son and help him educate grown men how to seduce women? Are you out of your mind?
Well, you don't have to film it. I mean, he could just do it on his phone or whatever. I don't know what he's saying to these girls, but whatever he's doing, they're just all over him.
I don't want him talking to any women. I don't want him talking to any girls, any faculty members.
Can you at least tell me where he gets his haircut?
You are sick. And I'm calling the principal.
Well, you know what? You probably should call the principal. He would actually love that because he's getting divorced soon.
What?
And if Lucas could give him a few pointers,
I
see someone graduating with honors.
Oh, that's it. I'm calling the school board on you, and you're going to hear from them. I need to know your name. What's your name again?
I mean, do you want my fake name or my real name?
Your real name.
My real name is Young Jeffrey, and I'm from Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Yeah. Your son Lucas set you up for a prank.
I knew it.
Yeah, he set you up for a prank phone call. He said you're overly protective and always worrying about him.
Oh my God, that little jerk.
Well, I mean, now that you know that it's just a prank, let's be honest. You were kind of proud of him for being a little player, weren't you?
I mean, I know he's cute, but I mean,
that's what I thought. You liked it.
Okay, maybe a little, but that's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.